16 years and over. The royal family. Follow the bickering of a working class family while they drink tea, eat toast, and watch the telly. The programme is full of typical family conversations, such as complaining, gossiping, and taking the mick out of each other. Although they speak in a northern dialect, they speak slowly most of the time, so it's easy to follow and learn some new phrases. Location, location, location. A property program that helps people buy their dream homes. We hear a range of accents and a lot of everyday vocabulary that any English student will understand to a certain degree. We particularly like how you see the rooms and the gardens as they are being described both by the presenter and the guests. Would I Lie to You? Two teams of comedians go head to head to try to convince the other team that they are not lying. This is a great program to improve storytelling, the use of the past tenses, listening for detail, and experiencing British humour. Will you be able to tell who's lying? First Dates. The restaurant that opens its doors to people who are looking for love. The program revolves around people talking about themselves and asking questions about their dates. There are lots of regional accents and phrases. Similarly, contestants can talk quickly, but the close-ups on the dates' faces make it easy to see if the date is going well or not. Peaky Blinders. Crime boss Tommy Shelby tries to create an empire for himself and his family in 1920s Birmingham. Luckily, the Birmingham accent isn't a strong one, so it's relatively easy to understand. Similarly, the series has got a storyline that's exciting, full of suspense, and easy to follow. What's more, British people go crazy for the Peaky Blinders. There is some strong language and violence throughout the series, so we recommend watching it yourself before deciding if it's suitable for your teen.